The forecast is ice cold the next day, and you have a theory that things burn hotter, longer, brighter in this kind of weather. I don't question you. I rarely ever question you. So we decide to do it. It is also the winter solstice, I realize, when my alarm goes off in the deep morning dark, and something about setting a fire before the sun rises on the shortest day and longest night of the year feels holy or blasphemous, or maybe a bit of both. I leave my house without making a sound to collect dozens of city papers from doorsteps and front lawns while the sun is still deciding to show up. When I have enough, I head to school. And once I'm standing in front of the dumpster, I pull apart the sections, layering them inside, like the colors in the early morning sky. You meet me there, in the back lot. And when I see you coming, I yank my hat lower to hide more of my eyes. I thought if I saw less of you, you'd see less of me. Less of how I ache to touch you. Less of how badly I need you close. But you're too difficult to look away from. Your wild hair is pulled back in a way that makes me want to set it free. Your hands are stuffed into your pockets, your face half hidden inside a big scarf. You hate the cold, and I love it. But I love you more. So always, even in winter, I pray for heat. I want to reach for your hair and your hands and your face. I want to shield you from the bitter wind and everything else. To look at you for hours or days or as long as you'd allow. But we have things to do. So I laugh, as I usually do when the wanting is too much, and say, "You ready?" instead. You look sleepy, but excited. Your eyes full of brightness, even in the dark. Your nervous energy, your grin, your quick nod are pleasure punches in the chest, shots of adrenaline to my already racing heart. I tear the paper's movie listings and book reviews to pieces and let them flutter down, black and white confetti. Words like action-packed and unputdownable blanket the trash in the dumpster, and I can already see sparks. The best fire starters know a fire needs to have layers. Like a sundae, I heard you say once. Like a parfait. So I twirl. Lift my hands high, wait for the wind to settle. I add even more. You call me an artist as the pile of debris and trash grows. I say, someone once told me that starting a fire is a kind of art. That someone was you. I learned everything I know about making things burn bright from your quick, quiet hands. So maybe the art was in the way you saw me, as someone special. As someone other than exactly who you'd made me. The sports and local news sections come next. You crumple the gray pages into loose balls and shoot fadeaways until none are left. Then we lose our patience. Or maybe we're worried about losing our nerve. And finish up, fast. We add sticks and leaves and other nearby burnable things because the sun is quickly rising, chasing away the dark. School will start soon, so we need to get gone, and the fire needs to already be burning.